Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, October 6th.
It's Lauren's birthday.
Lauren's birthday. Happy birthday, Lauren.
Happy birthday, Lauren, if you're listening.
Yeah. People are going, who's Lauren?
Right.
But we have regular listeners who remember that Lauren is Jen's best friend. Or is she your best friend or one of your best friends?
I mean, well, here's the thing. All girls have, like, multiple best friends. So I would say she's one of my best friends, which is, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, like, six.
You don't want to alienate the other ones either.
Right. I have six.
Right.
So.
Wow. You're very fortunate.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Lauren has been on the show several times, and she's a lot of fun. And incidentally, Jen and Lauren are starting their own show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes, Jen. I'm looking forward to it. The day is finally here.
I know. Who would have thought?
Yeah. October 7th has arrived, and the show is It's Complicated. It's going to be on tomorrow, an hour after our show ends. So at 12 noon tomorrow, right here on Channel 1.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an awesome show. They're going to be talking about, you tell us, Jen.
We're going to talk about dating and relationships and everything we personally face or see happening amongst our friends or in the news. And we're going to talk about, you know, everything from dating apps to breaking up to whatever anybody's facing at the time. We also are going to have guests and games, and it's going to be fun.
Wow, even games, folks. You see?
Yep.
It's not going to be boring.
No.
And you guys know that it's a favorite topic here on the show, dating and online dating and stuff. We talk about it a lot. So now you're going to get a whole dose of that from Jen and Lauren. And
every Wednesday for an hour. Just listen to us rant.
And of course, if you missed the live show, you can listen to it on archives. So the show is always there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I know. Well, so we're going to start the show by talking about dating.
Yes.
And yesterday, for those of you who listened, we had the CMO, I guess it's the chief marketing officer of the website Anastasia Date. And that was interesting. You know, it's a website for men mostly and for women in Europe, mainly Eastern Europe, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the way it appears from the site.
Well, this, yes. So they have a couple different sites. This one is Anastasia Date, is particularly for, like, Russian women, I think.
Right. And Ukrainians. And
right.
Former Soviet Union countries.
Exactly. But then they also have, like, Asian Date or whatever that one was called. And then, like, a Latina thing. And then
right.
Something. Like, they have a bunch of different ones.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. So that one that we were talking about, you know, it was an interesting site. He said how people, you know, like to connect in different countries and things like that, you know, but
which to me is still a little odd.
Yeah, it is a little odd. But you know what? It's happened a lot even before this website. I mean, I know a few guys that have married overseas. I don't know if they use the site like this, but they married an Asian woman, you know, being white or something.
Well, I feel like that usually happens when you travel, you meet somebody there, and then you deal with it.
Right, exactly. And
versus but, seeking out somebody in a different country with a different language with a whole thing.
Right, but we don't know that these people don't maybe go there to visit so they can find somebody, you know, maybe without knowing in advance. But and it does work. I mean, I've seen marriages that work for a long time, so there's nothing really wrong with it. So I went on the site, and the first thing that occurred to me is these women are beautiful. They all look like models,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I don't know, that's sort of like, okay, so we know that, you know, many women, I mean, women, let's say from there are known to be pretty and everything. There's a lot of models that come from Russia and the Ukraine and what are some of the other places. But... why am I not remembering these other countries? But never mind. I mean, you get the idea. So, but, you know, I mean, 19, 20, 21 years old, very pretty, like models, and they're there supposedly to be interested in older men in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, the idea sounds kind of, I don't know, unusual, okay? I mean, you don't think, I mean, this stuff doesn't happen in real life, I don't think. You know, when a model-looking woman at 21 would look for a 50, 60-year-old man.
I mean, if she's looking for a sugar daddy, yes. But
well, there we go.
Right.
And that's the thing.
That's a real-life thing. But in like in an ideal world, I don't think that's what she really wants. She doesn't want a 60-year-old man. She wants the purses and shoes and money and things that he's going to spend on her.
Right. And that's what I suspected, you know. So I decided I'm just going to research the site a little bit, check it out, go into it, see what's going on. You know, I mean, we had the guy on the show, and I wanted to see what's going on. So that's what occurred to me about the site is it doesn't seem realistic, and to have so many women that are that pretty and everything. Now, you have the choice of emailing them and chatting with them and things like that. So
wait, did you also see how much it costs?
No, I didn't, but yeah, I'll get to the cost in a minute.
Great.
But I think he didn't really explain the whole business model, but I think what it is you pay to join, and then he did say you pay to communicate with them. The question is how much it costs and all that stuff. So we'll get to the cost in a second, but so I just put in Anastasia date in the in Google, and the site obviously came up, so I checked it out and everything. They have Facebook and Twitter and all that. I mean, their Facebook has got like, what, tens of thousands of followers, I think, or something. So it seems legit.
Mm-hmm.
It seems legit, you know. Plus, the guy called through a well-known publicist that we work with, and so you know, you give them the benefit of a doubt, and you check it for yourself. So I went on Google, and then I started seeing sites that included Anastasia date in their name, but sites like scamvictimsunited.com or askmen.com. or crunchbase.com. And I thought, you know, what's going on? Why scam victims and all that stuff? So I went into a couple of them and hoping to find good things about it, you know, because
on scam victims, it wouldn't be good things.
Yeah, you know.
That sounds like a site that's just dedicated to scams.
Right. So, but you'd think, okay, so, you know, obviously there's always going to be people that are irritated and might want to get back at someone and so forth, you know.
Yeah.
But what I found is, like, look, for example, there's a site called SideJabber. I don't know exactly what they do, but so they got like a rating system. By the way, we were talking about a rating system the other day with that app People, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. And you asked if people can opt out or not,
right?
Well, there was actually an article in USA Today about the whole thing, like half a page about this. And they said that they're still considering having people opt out and even be able to start their own rather than allow somebody else to start a page for you.
Yikes.
Yeah. But that makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, if they don't do that, I think there's going to be a lot of controversy if they don't allow people to opt out or to create their own page.
Yeah.
It's going to create a lot of problems.
I agree.
It is, you know.
I'm a little worried for all the people.
Yeah. I mean, imagine somebody takes out a page on an app, puts your name up there and up for reviews, and your friends or people that know you, maybe even people that don't know you. I don't know how they figure out if you know them. Maybe through a Facebook connection.
Yeah, maybe through connections. I just don't really understand why they're doing it in the first place.
Because there's money to be made?
It's mean.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It is, right? I mean, there can't be anything positive out of it. They're saying it's like, I think you mentioned it's for business, friendship, and dating, right? So you rate them on those three different things.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. So at any rate, so we were talking about a rating system. So they have a rating system here on this site. And 5 stars, they have 209. And one star, they have 139. And everything in between is another about 100. So if you count, let's say up to 3 stars, there's 150. and 4 and 5 stars is about 280. So there's more positive stars, of course. But when you see a lot of negative, you start to check it out. So I started checking out the reviews, and Jen, they don't look good.
What are some of them?
They
say?
Don't look very good. They're mostly one star. People are saying it's a scam. People actually describe stories of things that have happened to them. And, I don't want to get too much into this because we just want to get the point across that, we were providing you with information on the site. We always respect our guests and everything.
But we don't necessarily agree with them or support them.
Right. Or we know who they really are.
Right.
So we try to present you the best possible way. But all I'm saying is, and I'm not saying don't use the site. There's probably, I'll bet you, I mean, they said they have 4 million people. I'll bet you some people probably had something going on for them there, you know.
You mean that it worked?
Yes, that it worked right for them. The question is, I mean, you've seen some reviews that are saying, this guy said, I spent a few thousand dollars to contact girls there. And now there's a whole thing with the translators. They're saying the girls don't really write the responses. It's the translators. And you're also not able to communicate with them off the site. So that's another thing. I mean, how do you ever get to the point where you connect with them?
Right. Well, so it sounds like a scam, truthfully. I mean, because when you think of like Match.com or any of those, like the pay structure is like, you pay for a membership fee, and with that, you get all of the email communication you want, and you can poke people or whatever it is that the website does. With this, when I was reading the reviews, it sounded like you pay for every single letter you send.
Right.
So if you want to keep up a conversation and get to know somebody, like what if the girl writes you back a letter that says, how about you?
Yeah.
You know, and she asks one question per thing or answers one question per letter, you're going to be spending a ton of money to try and ask her 10 questions.
Right.
So one of the other things I also read was that the agencies that we heard about yesterday, you know, that we're supposed to vet the girls and make sure they are who they say they are and they don't have boyfriends and they check the social media and stuff, right, that those are actually just like kind of like talent agencies.
Right.
Like they provide the girls.
And they pay them.
Right.
That's what it says.
And they get a cut of every communication that these women are doing over the site.
Right.
So the women are being paid, essentially, to have these like conversations. They're essentially like,
right,
I mean, conversational hookers.
Yeah. Yeah. Like phone sex or something. Right. Yeah. Phone sex operators.
And I don't know that that's necessarily true. But
exactly. We're just reporting what it says here.
Right. I mean, all can do your own research, too, and decide for yourselves, but we just want to give a fair, balanced report of
right,
what
because,
we talked about.
Yeah, because I like to know that we provide good information for the listeners. And if there's a caveat, then you should know about it. So not only that, but you know what some people are saying? I actually traveled there to the Ukraine. I met the girl.
Right.
And so the girls probably exist. I mean, I don't know at what point this starts becoming a scam or anything. But a couple guys described that, and they're saying that they come across as hookers, as prostitutes.
Yeah.
And they weren't treated nicely, at least these couple guys I read about. And imagine going there to a place you don't know, a language you don't know, to meet a girl you don't know, and you don't even know if the whole thing is real.
Right.
Men have to be pretty desperate to go through that.
I think so, because you could also do a search here for like a foreigner. You can find one like already in the United States, which I think personally would be my MO. Like if I wanted a foreign dude, like let's just say American guys aren't passionate enough, so I want a French guy.
Right.
I could look on Match.com or any of these things and siphon out like French people or,
right,
you know, non-American, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I don't have to then pay for their visa or their green card or flying to another country and getting a translator and the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, you know. I mean, I'm bringing up the site now, and they do have a section on Russian women in the U.S. So you might want to try that. That's a lot easier to handle.
Yeah.
And you can see what's going on. But, you know, our I mean, you asked him about, you know, women probably wanting green card or something, you know. And, you know, I mean, this is nothing new. They used to call them mail order brides. They probably still do. And, I don't think they're all bullshit because they wouldn't exist. You know, eventually they would close down. So you have to wonder about the 4 million users they have. But, you have to check it out for yourself. I mean, you know, maybe it'll work for you. The nice thing is that you don't have to put a lot of money up front, right? So they tell you, like, you pay as you go for the conversations and all that stuff. So before you spend thousands of dollars, you can pretty much figure out if it's working out for you or not.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like gambling.
Yeah, and that's not good when you go.
No, I would guess that the people that use this site are also probably gamblers, because if you have no issue with spending this kind of money to pay as you go, and you are really rolling the dice on a stranger,
right?
Or maybe multiple strangers, you know, that's how it adds up, and that's how these scams work. So while it may have that many users, it's a lot of people that are, you know, trying to believe in the process that then wind up not, like, spending a ton of money. I'd like to hear about success stories.
Right, exactly.
How many are those, like, and also are they paid? Because I've watched The Bachelor. Those are some success stories too, but I know they get paid to be successful.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You get a bonus if you, like, get to a certain point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but that's a game. Let's say that's a game.
Fine, but so is this.
Well, not really. I mean, people are spending a lot of money to find a wife, you know. But the thing is this, is that, again, you have to ask yourself just the motive of these beautiful girls and why would they want to come here and be with an older man that they don't know to a foreign country unless they wanted something probably materialistic in the form of money or papers or something like that. So that, you know, if it's just that, then it's not a scam, because you know what? People will marry, men and women from other countries, and it works out, you know. So it's not like it doesn't work out, and people know that, hey, maybe she's marrying me for the papers, but they end up staying together. You know, maybe they did have a connection or something. But you'll want to know that. But it's not even the case. I mean, if there are girls that actually get paid for this and they're not even available, then that's terrible. You know, that's,
well, it sounds like that's what this is.
Right.
Which is something that we thought about when he was saying that there are these agencies.
Right.
Like, how do you support 4 million you know, people.
Right.
How do you vet all these women?
Exactly. I mean, how many offices do you have?
Right.
And how much does it cost? You know, I mean, my God, it would cost a lot of money to have service like that.
Yeah. So something about it seems a little fishy.
Right. But even if you think it's legitimate and stuff, I mean, if anybody has tried it, they probably won't want to call us and tell us about it.
Why?
But,
call. Tell.
Yeah. But
call immediately.
But, yeah, do the research for yourself. It's just that the 5 stars one don't really seem genuine.
Yeah, and then if you read some of the other ones, too, and, like, it sounds like it's supposed to be a guy talking about girls, but the picture of the reviewer is a girl.
Right.
Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. And they all the 5 stars look like they're promotions.
Well, they probably are.
Yeah. I mean, if you write fake ones, at least you want to know how to write them. But, yeah, again, we're not defaming anybody. We're not making accusations. We're just making research, doing some research for you. And that's it, you know. So we'll leave it at that.
I guess. Like, if you guys all went and signed up yesterday and then you're mad at us, like, we didn't tell you to sign up.
Right, exactly.
We were just giving you information on a thing that exists.
Right. And we featured Say Whatever You Want, but it was an interesting guest.
It was. Yeah. And, I mean, you've interviewed the people from Ashley Madison before. That doesn't mean you are supporting cheaters.
Exactly, exactly. But we want to know what's going on, and that's that, you know. And I mean, we do invite them if they're listening to the show and they get upset that we're saying this. They're more than welcome to call in.
I'd love to have a pleasant debate.
Yeah.
With anybody that wants to.
I mean, I'd love to think it's a legitimate site. I mean, yeah, I'd like a model looking woman. You know, if she wants papers, fine. You know, but if she stays with me, why not? You know, but what can you do?
Well, Sam, you might actually be their customer then.
I might be their customer, but no, I don't think so. But at any rate, you know, you have to. So the reason is it costs, I think the reason that it costs a lot, just like with Ashley Madison, is because it's like exclusive sites, you know. Match.com, they've got a lot of competition. So if you don't go here, you go there. They figure they have to compete on price. But these things, it's like they work on the, where Match.com is more for relationships, I think these websites capitalize on the sexual urge that men have, you know, where they start doing stupid things. And that's what happens here. I would imagine if you're promised or, yeah, if you promised sex with someone young and attractive and everything, you're going to stop thinking logically. And
dude, I wish I came up with it then. And sorry to, you know, put down your entire sex. But, I mean, really? Yeah. You guys all pride yourselves on being like a superior sex and so smart and like logical and business oriented, and men are like all of this, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
powerful. We should all run the country. No, women shouldn't. Like, what?
Right.
When you're spending money on garbage like this, I'm sorry. And like, you can't control your needs, and then you're like thousands of dollars out and you're traveling to Russia to meet women you've never actually spoken to.
Yeah.
That clearly aren't the person they say they are. Like, hello.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's totally true, you know. And
now I'm mad at you all. I'm just mad at you guys for making bad choices.
But no, this is not news because, I mean, look at all these celebrities that have got caught with their hands in the cookie jar, you know.
Stupid.
And you know, so you just have to conclude that men do stupid things when it comes to sexual drive. But, you know, I've read some scientific stuff on it, and nature has done this again for us to multiply and procreate. Because think about it, if men didn't have this urge so strong, we would not procreate as much as we do. But nature, for some reason, it's in its best interest that we will procreate, reproduce, have a lot of offspring. And I think that's what it does. It blinds the man for a moment, and you go, what the hell? And you just look at all the sex industry. I mean, it all preys on that. You know, porn and strip clubs and what else do they have?
So many things. Yeah. But, I mean, this website kind of sounds like a – just connects you to, like, strippers, basically, or, like, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows what they are.
There's other sites out there, too, that I read in the ratings or reviews that people are giving as, like, options – as alternatives, right. Like Russian Girls For You. Like, hello, does that not sound like a porn site?
That's what I'm saying.
Call it what it is.
But you know, if someone sits there lonely and stuff, they'll try anything. You know, and that's the bottom line. I mean, if this is a scam, then, you know, I mean, you're preying on people's weaknesses, and that's not a cool thing. I don't know.
Well, there's plenty of sites out there like that.
Yeah, exactly. So just be careful. I think by now people know on the internet to be careful.
No, I don't know. Those 4 million people don't clearly know.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see what's going on in the news. There's a... did you hear that Disney raised their prices again? They're saying it's the second time this year. Yeah, first of all, I think we covered that it's $100 now to get in for a day. Per person.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So now you go with a family of five, that's $500 just to get in, folks. What about all the money you spend in there? And apparently people spend a lot of money inside, too. It's not just
The food's
admission.
Expensive, and of course you get in, and all of a sudden you have this desire to eat everything.
Right.
You weren't even hungry, but you're like, oh my God, popcorn, hot dogs, turkey leg, ice cream, drinks.
Right, and souvenirs and everything. So
yeah.
You start spending a lot of money there. So this time they raised their top level pass. This is for, I guess, a yearly pass, and they charge $1,000. And yeah, so I guess they have yearly passes with blackout dates, you know, where holidays and things like that. But this one is the most expensive one. No dark out dates, and $1,000. A cool, clean $1,000 to go to Disney for a year.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, how many times are you going to go, you know? when you think about it, the ticket is $100. You go five times a year, it's still $500. Why would you want to spend $1,000? I guess.
Also, why do you want to go five times a year?
Yeah.
Go once a year. How many times do you need to see Mickey? It's the same rides. They don't update them.
That's true.
Like, nothing has changed since the last time you went. Maybe they added a new ride. Maybe. And maybe one is shut down.
Exactly.
And maybe.
But some people are crazy about Disney. I mean, I know, like, of families that everybody's crazy about Disney. They go there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's crazy. But still, I don't get $1,000.
Listen, I love Disney. I'm from Miami. So, like, I would go to Disney probably, like, once a year, every 2 years, like, to Orlando. But, I mean, that was, like, a special occasion. It was, like, if you just want to get away and, like, have a silly, like, young, like, fun, childish time, I guess. Childish. But I don't know. Like, to go five times a year, I don't know that that would be my jam. Lot.
But, I mean, actually, to justify this, you have to go 10 times a year. Just to... And you're not even saving money. I mean, that's if you bought 10
tickets. No, that's just to
make
use of it.
Right. So you have to go more than 10 times to tell yourself I've saved money.
Right. Which is so crazy to me.
I know.
So wait, that $1,000 gets you one pass, not even for like...
Yeah, it's one pass.
Not even a plus one?
No.
That's dumb.
I know.
Because then you'd actually have to spend $2,000 to go with someone.
Exactly, for the whole year. Yeah, I don't understand that, but people obviously are paying for it.
Apparently.
Yeah. I remember when the first time I went there, we were here on a trip from Israel. I was, I think, 15, and I think tickets were like $25-$30 then.
Amazing.
But that's a long time ago.
That's a steal.
Dating myself again.
I would really like to go. So if anybody wants to go to Disney with me, that would be great, but I don't want to go to pay for it.
Right. So take her with you. And pay her way. Be a gentleman.
What?
Right? Is that what you're saying? You don't want to pay? Do you want someone else to pay?
I mean, it didn't even have to be a date. It could just be like a friend.
Okay, but the friend would have to pay?
Nah, probably. Or maybe if Disney wants to just give us some free tickets, that
would
be great.
Exactly. But the best would probably be on a date, you know? Have the guy pay for everything.
That would be really cute.
Yeah, actually. That would be nice.
That's a fun date.
Yeah, and it would tell you the guy is probably rich.
I mean, you honestly sound like my mother. You are my mother. How does that feel to be a Jewish mother?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think if you're going to marry someone, there's a lot of great guys out there. You know, if you're going to marry, at least marry someone that is well off. You know, I mean, why not? It's just as easy as marrying someone who's not. And you don't have to suffer. I mean, the thing is, okay, marriage ideally is about love and everything. But you know what? After you've been in marriage for a few years, you realize it's a lot more than just love. I mean, there's a lot of things that make up that stuff.
You have to pay bills.
You have to pay bills. You want to have someone reliable.
Well, like I always say, for me, it's not so much about the money because, like, money comes and goes and I have a strange relationship with it. I don't really care about it is what I mean. But I appreciate somebody that is hardworking and ambitious because you will never have to worry about anything because they will always figure it out.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that to me is more important. It's like a quality within them that's an innate quality. You can't teach people how to be go-getters.
Right.
You either are or you're not.
Yeah.
And we know how I feel about that. Like I literally, if I wake up with a business idea and you're like, I'm going to sit on the couch today and I'm this person and you're that person, it's never going to work out.
No, huh? Yeah. So that's the thing, you know. I mean, you got to vet out the people and find out, you know, I mean, if you get a selection of guys to choose from, go with the money. And I'm not saying he has to be a millionaire, but don't go with someone who's just lazy or...
I would never.
Whatever.
Good Lord.
Yeah. I don't know. People marry for love, you know, and that's the thing. You have to.
Well, I wouldn't fall in love with somebody that's lazy. That's the thing, too.
Yeah.
There's no chance that I would do that.
Yeah.
Not at this point. That's happened in the past, but not now.
Yeah. So talking about Disneyland and theme parks and stuff, I noticed across the street they're putting up a circus. Did you see Circus Vargas on the parking lot across the street?
No.
And my question is, do they still have circuses? I mean, didn't they have enough of the like PETA and all the animal protection thing that said that the circuses abuse the animals and all that stuff?
I don't know. And what is Circus Vargas?
That's just a circus. You never heard of it?
No.
No, it's been around forever.
Ringling Brothers.
Yeah, they have Ringling Brothers. They have the Vargas Circus as well. They're both similar. I don't know if I've been to either one. I've been to Cirque du Soleil that was under a tent once.
I'm okay with Cirque du Soleil because it's like actual talent.
Right, and it's no animals or anything. Right. Yeah. But some people just like the classic circuses. And I used to like the circus when I was a kid. It just, I was never aware of the animal abuse going on there. But again, I don't know that with today's activism, I don't think they do that anymore.
I'm surprised that they are. I mean, listen, I still see petting zoos and things like that at the farmer's market.
Yeah, but a petting zoo is different, you know? I mean, how much abuse is going on there? I don't know.
I don't know. Where do they take those animals after the Sunday market?
Well, I think they just have, like, stables and stuff, you know, where they bring them. I don't think these are people that... these are people probably involved with the horses all the time, you know?
I don't know.
Part of their lives, so they just bring them out here for the kids. But, I don't know. I hope there's no... I mean, all I'm saying is I would be surprised if they still... abuse their animals, you know, so because people would know about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, also making an animal do anything an animal's not meant to do. Like the poor elephants.
Yeah.
Like, why is that guy got to go in the middle of the three ring circus and like do tricks?
I don't know. But I mean, I think that we've seen some animals that really like the attention, you know. I don't you can tell like they're proud. I don't know. I mean, I've seen it in dogs and stuff when they compete. But what do I know? You know, maybe
did you ask the dog if he's proud?
I did not. No,
right.
I just went based on body language.
Well, he was trained to do that.
Yeah.
Just like I'm trained to wake up in the morning and like get out of bed. Right. You got to do it because I was told.
Right.
I don't.
So
really
let me ask you this:
it.
I mean, do you think horses resent the fact that people ride them?
I would guess they probably are like, why are you kicking me on the side?
Right. But you see, that's the thing, though, is that when I went to the stable and I saw the woman with the horse, there was a connection there. You could tell. I mean, because they, look, they raise the horses. They do everything for them.
Well, yeah, it's also called a pet.
Right.
Doesn't mean you should ride your dog. Like, you know.
But a dog is not... I mean, the thing is that horses, I don't think it's a big deal for them to have a person on there.
No, it's not. They weigh more than us. But at the same time, why do we have them as like our service providers? We made them that.
Right. No, we did. Just like we made dogs our best friends, you know.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
your dog's not doing anything.
I mean, dogs are mostly domesticated animals. I mean, you take a common dog, you leave them on the street, they'll die. They don't know how to survive, you know, because we create them. We breed them for us. So maybe with horses, it's the same way.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, with cows, I'm sure, for the food and everything. So
I think that these animals figured it out long before we did, and we just decided to change them.
Yeah.
We gave them a new role and said, that's what you're here for.
Right.
Who are we to decide?
Give them a purpose.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, we're... I guess when the smartest and the most intelligent are the ones that prevail.
I guess.
You know?
Seems like we're
the
just
strongest.
Needy.
We're stronger than animals because we've developed tools to overcome them. But bare hands, we don't stand a chance against any of these animals. So,
no.
Yeah. So, yeah. So hopefully the circus will be cool. Maybe I'll even go. I don't know. I don't have any kids to take.
That could be an interesting
thing
to do as a activity with an adult friend.
Right.
Did you happen to catch the town hall yesterday with Hillary Clinton on the Today Show?
No.
It was fascinating.
Really?
Yeah. She, like, killed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, because she was very, like, she was human. So, like, you saw her, like, be funny and, like, talk and, like, answer hard questions because like people in the room got to ask questions and then people online got to submit questions. And so Savannah Guthrie was moderating and then Carson Daly was, you know, at the New York office, like talking on the TV, I guess, but like reading questions on from the big screen that they have in their orange room. And she answered a lot of things and she was quite impressive, I would say. So if you haven't seen it, you should Google.
Wow, that's cool. Actually, the Democratic debate is coming up next week, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was asking when that was.
It's only going to be the two of them, you know, Bernie and her.
That's it?
Yeah, there's nobody else.
That's dumb.
On the Democratic side.
I'm not interested in that.
Yeah.
I would like to see, like, a bunch of people, to so I right. can figure out who I would.
Right, but nobody's competing. I mean, the only one that's still a question mark is Biden, you know.
Are they just giving up? Are the Democrats like, that's it?
No, no, not at all. I mean, there's just no people running.
Weird.
Nobody's got a big chunk, I guess, of the votes, of the at least in the polls.
Strange.
Yeah.
Well, she had a lot of interesting things to say. It was called, like, Pancakes and Politics. It was cute.
She was on SNL, too, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that thing?
I saw a lot of clips from it just because they played them during the town hall thing to, like, make fun of her. And she makes fun of herself, and I love that.
Right. I know, I know. But we got to remember that...
we're not voting for a person, we're voting for
exactly,
a politician.
Exactly, not because we like the person, you know. And I think when I was for her at one time, I mean, when she ran against Obama in the primaries, I wanted her to win. I really thought she would win, but she didn't. And then in the intervening years between then, I've started to dislike her because her views... I don't know if it's me that moved to the right or she moved to the left or whatever, but I don't think she can do much more than Obama has done. She has been part. I mean, the whole Benghazi thing is like such a cover up. You know, I mean, it was so clear that they knew who was attacking. It wasn't just an impromptu mob that they're claiming happened and attacked the embassy. So. Yeah, so that's that. But talking about the Republicans, Trump says he's not going anywhere, although he's down in the polls. I stopped paying any attention to him, to be honest with you.
So did I.
Yeah.
And I only did because you did, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I read about him because you were so interested.
I know. But he crossed the line several times, I think, to the point where... And to me, it's not his insults. I don't care about that. I don't care about anything. But when I saw him the second debate, I decided he doesn't really know anything. And he was just sitting there sort of like clueless for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Marco Rubio, I think, shined. And we were talking about that yesterday. But so I found that he's 44 years old. So that might actually be a hindrance for him because he looks younger than that even.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, wasn't JFK young when he was elected?
He was. I don't think he was 44, though.
I think he was pretty young.
His 40s, right?
Probably. Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's not impossible to do, you know, to elect someone like that. And he seems to know what he's talking about. So the media, of course, is trying to trip him up again and like they do for everyone. And they're saying that he's been he's not been on CNN for months.
Yeah.
And he's just shunning them completely. So I don't know what's going on there, but I'm definitely going to keep following him and see where he goes. He seems like the cleanest. He's squeaky clean.
Yeah.
You know, like Fiorina is pretty smart, too, but she's got some failures behind her, too. You know, and some people just don't think that she's got what it takes, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, and you know what? With Rubio also, he's going to rally the entire Hispanic vote behind him. And maybe because he's a minority, maybe he'll get the black vote too. And before you know it, he's going to have half the country behind him.
Which I'm not mad at because he sounds like the best option.
Really? Like, right?
When, at least during the debate. Because he had like really well thought out, eloquent answers. And he was very calm, and but also strong.
Yeah.
So he displayed a lot of characteristics that I feel like we would want as a president.
Exactly, exactly.
He seemed like the most mature one on the stage, truthfully, with all the silly faces people were making and jabs at each other. He just had very smart, witty comebacks, and I think he was there to win.
Yeah, and he's had successes behind him, too. So, you know, there you go. And another good thing is he's from Florida, you know. And
which
the thing is
I appreciate.
If the Republicans can carry Florida, that's a... that's a very important state. If you remember a few years ago with the hanging Chad.
Oh, boy. It's like the joke, like the, I don't know.
Yeah.
stupid.
Yeah, I know.
People do really stupid things.
They do, right?
God.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Go figure.
Like a mistake here and there is fine, but like a very stupid thing like that.
Yeah. I know. I know. For McDonald's breakfast lovers, McDonald's has decided to come out with an all-day breakfast now.
Oh, good for them, because it's very frustrating when you get there and you're like, but it's 10:59. They're like, sorry, we stopped. Right. At 11, we stopped. Well, hi.
Yeah.
I want breakfast.
Right. And not like we eat a lot of McDonald's, but and I couldn't care less if they have it all day or not. But I think it was inevitable because every competitor of theirs has one. I think like, you know, like Jack in the Box, Burger King, all these have added breakfast all day. So, and they have a new CEO, McDonald's does. So they're trying to boost sales and all that. So they're trying to see. They're saying it's a bold move. I don't see how it's bold to have an all-day breakfast. What's the big deal about it? It's probably going to cost them more because they have to be set up for that. And I think that's why that cutoff is so important to them, because they switch the system to make hamburgers probably from how they make the eggs and stuff, you know. So they can't like go back once they rearranged everything.
Yeah, but also, I mean, not like that food's fresh anyway. Yeah. Let's be honest. And it's frozen stuff that they heat up.
Right.
They're not making fresh eggs on the spot.
Right.
But I think it's good because they won't alienate people that want breakfast.
Exactly. So, it's good for them, obviously.
Well, they think, I mean, who knows? They'll see if they increase in sales, but
yeah.
What about all those people that want breakfast whenever they want it?
Yeah. I know, you know, and McDonald's, I mean, it's like a brand that's known around the world, you know, because they're consistent with their food. But, you know, what's interesting is I found that McDonald's in different countries also feature foods from that particular country, you know, so like if they'll put a hamburger in a pita or something, you know, or some shish kebab or something like that, which is not a McDonald's item.
Yeah.
But they do that in foreign countries. So it's interesting to see. But yeah, it's funny because I used to like McDonald's when I was younger. And apparently a lot of people still do. You know, I mean, every time I pass by there's like lines out the door or, you know, the drive-thrus. And I'm thinking, you know, who still eats McDonald's? You know, I mean, I might eat it once a year when I can't get something else or something, you know. But it's
I would rather starve than eat fast food.
Yeah. I mean, it's filling. But so what do you do if you want like a hamburger? I mean, do you ever feel like a hamburger?
I don't eat red meat.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah. But it's okay. I don't eat red meat.
So you eat chicken.
And if I were to eat a hamburger, that wouldn't be the place I go. Because why would I need a fast hamburger? Why couldn't I go anywhere else to get a hamburger?
Well, but most hamburgers are in fast places, no?
No, you can go to any restaurant in any place and get a hamburger.
Actually. That's true.
That is the most quintessential item on a menu.
That's true. What was I thinking?
I don't know.
But yeah, I've cut down a lot on fast food. I don't even enjoy it anymore. I mean, I used to eat it sporadically and stuff. I'll still go to a place that's like The Habit, which is, that's sort of like an upper scale fast food, you know? I mean, you go there, the service is immaculate, it's always clean, the food's great, and it feels like obviously classier than McDonald's and Burger King and all these Carl's Jr. That I can't even imagine going into.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, so McDonald's for you. Let's see. Another thing is, we might as well talk about something important, and that is the Russian action in Syria. Have you been following that even a little bit?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah. So the Russians have decided that they're going to go, and they say, to fight ISIS. It's also known that they want to prop up Assad again, you know, who's losing ground there. And so it's like there's so many factions fighting each other there. You don't even know who's against whom, you know. So, but the thing is this, is that And I posted about this, and you see it around all over the place. This is an embarrassment for the United States. I mean, we've always been the one to go into trouble areas, save refugees, people, things like that, stop terrorists. And then, obviously, the Russians are saying, well, if you can't do it, we'll do it. And I think that's embarrassing to America. I think, if nothing else, that shows what I've been saying, and that is that our president has weakened this country. And my biggest question is why? Why are you doing this? You know, I've been reading a lot about the Iran nuclear deal. Totally sold us out. Caved in to just about everything the Iranians want. And that's it. And the deal... allows them in 10 years to actually develop their bombs. So
to start developing or to like use one?
Like to start developing, right?
Right.
Which, you know, they're going to cheat on this because they're saying they've cheated on every deal that they've ever made. Right. So why would they not cheat on this one? I mean, can you imagine Iran not working on a nuclear bomb? I can't imagine.
I mean, how do we also regulate that? Like, how do we know right now they're not just, like, their scientists aren't coming up with things?
Right. And they are, and we know that. But so the deal also gives them, like, a two-week notice before inspections. So it's like, come on, you know? I mean, that's enough time to hide everything they're doing.
Why would we do that?
Yeah, why would we do that? Why would we also allow them to inspect their own facilities? I mean, you want to talk about stupid?
Right.
Yeah. And that's part of it as well. So, and there's a lot of different things going on with this. But the bottom line is Iran sees itself as the strongest and the leader in the Muslim world. And that's what it wants to do. And I think if they annihilate Israel, they'll be able to say, look, you know, we've done what all the Muslims have wanted all this time. And that's what's happening, you know, so... But so it's dangerous, and I'm just really disappointed, you know. There was also one of my friends on Facebook, and this is a friend that I try not to get into arguments with. She's an extreme leftist, and I know every time she posts something, it's for me to see. But it's like, I mean... And that's what I'm saying. You know, look, if we had gotten married, for example, because she's an old girlfriend of mine, if we had gotten married and stayed together, we would be totally different people. We may have married for love, but eventually we'd really not agree with anything. So I don't know if politics really makes people split up. I think some people maybe it happened to.
I think if you're a staunch, like, politician, I mean, if you're like a... If you're obsessed with politics, probably.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You tell your wife or your husband, get the hell out of here.
Right, because, I mean, we don't agree. Politics, like, determines a lot of, like, laws in your lives and other people's lives. So I think that that does dwindle down to, like, your belief system.
Yeah, yeah. Well, someone's calling, but I'm not taking it because we only have a couple minutes left. But, okay, so did I finish saying what I wanted about Iran?
Who did the airstrikes on the Dogs Without Borders?
Oh, the doctors in Afghanistan.
Oh, doctors. Yeah. Not Dogs Without Borders. Dogs yeah. Without Borders is actually...
Docs. I think it's Docs.
It's doctors. But so in L.A., there's a dog organization called Dogs Without Borders.
Oh, okay, right.
That I used to foster for. That's why I said that. I'm like, no, it's not Dogs Without Borders. Of course it's not. It's doctors.
But that is a simple, a classic example of what Israel has been saying all along. Because apparently the Afghanis are blaming us now for bombing a hospital. But the thing is that, you know, the Americans are saying, well, look, there were terrorists there. Well, why don't we understand that when Israel says that? You know, when it's clear that Hamas hides their weapons and their fighters inside hospitals and schools, but when Israel bombs them, it's war crimes.
Right.
And when we do it here in America, it's not. So I don't get that, you know, but it's a sad, sad thing. But so I just brought up my friend, the leftist, and so that's another point I wanted to make is she had a meme yesterday that says... Barack Obama did not divide this country. Racism existed already, blah, blah, blah. But my answer to that is, you know what? We already knew that. We already knew we had racism. But I think when we elected a black president, we sort of hoped that he would bridge those differences and that gap. You know, hope, change. And I think that's what he, that's what people hoped for. And
I mean, I guess I wish we knew how he was going to do that. Or like, that we also had specific expectations as to how that would go about. Like, how we are annoyed with Donald Trump for saying he would have good relationships with other, like, world leaders, but he doesn't say how or why.
Right.
Like, why him? But, like, what was Barack Obama going to do? His skin color was going to change everything?
Well, but maybe people would say, you know, that's what people were thinking. Well, you know, now black people will feel they are represented.
But he's also the whitest black guy around. He might as well be white.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you measure that?
Because he seems, I don't know, you put a suit on somebody and stick them in the White House and they're eloquent and they are professional and they are well put together. And like, he's not behaving like what you would like maybe think that other people would identify with.
Right.
Because he's a black politician. That's what he is. It doesn't, he's not representative of the community.
Right. Exactly. And so he's leaned more toward and cozied up to Muslims and other countries that some of them are our enemies rather than, I mean, this country is more divided now than it's been in a long time, and that's sad. And on that note, folks, we're going to wrap up our show. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Sam.
So tomorrow, remember to catch Jen and Lauren's show here at 12 noon. And we'll keep reminding you tomorrow anyway until you've had enough of that.
Until you've actually listened.
Exactly. So take care, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.